Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast 4th of July Extravaganza. Get ready for 2 hours of the worst this wonderful country has to offer. USA. 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 Get ready, all you terrorist-loving hippies. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
All right. 2 minutes late. Oh, 2 minutes late. That's nothing. That's nothing.
That's garbage.
It's a shuffle.
Welcome to a special 4th of July Eve edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. The acoustics are a little different. We moved to a different room in the Metal Injection studios.
So beautiful.
No, we downsized to like a really shitty studio.
Well, Frank needed the original Livecast studio for his epic movie shootings. So we have to move to this studio now. We're in a different studio, more intimate, more live,
so
same cast.
So for some reason you feel since it's more intimate, you need to scream even louder.
Yeah, Rob. It's,
who invited Sid?
It's hard for me to reach the board, so don't be so
yeah,
fucking loud.
Who invited Sid?
You know, I'm feeling very patriotic today.
Yeah?
Can we get some patriotic music to play for now?
A little bed?
A little, yeah, something.
You know what I love about the new studios? I love that in the bathroom, the butt wipes.
Don't get that, Rob. Why is that?
Why not?
Prevail over what?
Woo! I like it. You read my mind. This is exactly what I want to do. We got quite a jam.
You're wet. Safe. You USA. Sorry. Go ahead, Derek.
A song with vocals really isn't the best bed, though. Talk over.
You could put it in.
Well, we have plenty of patriotic music to go around.
Preferably something
the,
more for now.
You have that thing?
That,
Robert,
the
that
song?
Thing?
What thing?
Why didn't we
have it.
A,
I have it.
Why didn't we have,
that
like, a post-production meeting? I
mean,
a
pre-production?
A pre-production meeting.
Is that what you mean? No, because that would be professional,
mean.
And that's not what the livecast is about.
Somebody showed up an hour late.
I didn't show up an hour late.
I said somebody. Why do you automatically
You're already here.
Oh, so I guess you.
But I'm the one that had to move the studio.
So we have a phone number.
Oh, there's the music. USA, USA. I'm just gonna break out into random USA chants throughout the show, so people get used to it. We have a phone number. You can give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
Yep.
We also have a screen name, which I will be on exclusively. No one else.
Why not?
And my screen name is MI Livecast. If you want to request a song or just chat and distract me from doing the show, we can do that as well.
That's not hard to do.
And we have some guests in the studio. We have, of course, Jenny, the middle school teacher with the nice feet. Jenny, say hello. All right. And also, making his metal injection return, Nick. You may remember Nick from such great skits of the Lord. From that time he interviewed Hypocrisy and Strapping Young Lad. Say hello, Nick.
And cattle decapitation.
You talked right over Nick's hello.
Sorry.
It was a stolen hello from that Chris Rock
movie. All right, everybody. What
off
the hell
to a rip
roaring
start. We got a lot of stuff.
We got so much stuff. We got the return of our favorite game show in the history of game shows, Sexual Jeopardy. It's happening.
Woo.
Darren, why don't you show me some of those answers?
No, it's not happening.
No. All right.
Some of the questions?
Not that either.
We're going to kick your ass this time.
Yeah, Noah comes into the studio. Oh, my God, we're playing Jeopardy tonight, right? Yeah. I studied last night.
I didn't study last time. I studied today.
How do you
freshen my brain?
How do you study for Sexual Jeopardy? Were you like watching?
No, you look through Urban Dictionary.
She was watching people fuck. Oh, I saw a guy giving a dirty Sanchez through the window.
The Albuquerque Hot Pocket.
It's actually the Alabama Hot Pocket. I studied that
good.
One too.
I've seen it as both.
I'm a little worried now that no one knows all these things.
Yeah.
The next step is to try them all, right?
Hey.
And of course, it's 4th of July weekend, so we're all about America here. And that's why we have the music. And we act Miss Divitelli, who is my landlord, my landlady. She demanded, since she is one of the most patriotic people in the world.
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. That's what she keeps telling me. She demanded that she have time on the show where she was going to kick me out of my apartment. And she recorded, she felt that kids there are too stupid to know American history, so she recorded a bunch of sound bites of her giving very famous moments in American history to the kids at home.
I haven't heard this, but I'm really frightened at what she thinks is an important moment in American history. I shudder to think.
Yeah, it should be good. And we have Ugly Microwave listening. I'm giving him a shout out because he seems to be really excited about hearing us live for the first time. So,
what took him so long?
Ugly Microwave, what took you so long, buddy?
Ugly Microwave.
And you can get shout outs if you, give us a call.
Shout outs? What kind of show do you think you're running?
Oh, this is a pop injection?
Yeah, yeah.
Rob only knows how to shout, so anything he does is a shout out.
Yeah, we're going to be playing a new Nas joint, you know what I mean? Up in the next hour.
Better that than Cynic.
Somebody just asked if I want any illegal fireworks. No, we don't want
any. We only want the legal kind, guys.
Yeah, only legal fireworks, please. No
only,
illegal fireworks.
We only want illegal drugs, not fireworks.
Or legal drugs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We don't like Cynic neither. You know what I mean?
Start that Facebook group. I might start it after the show tonight.
You gotta hurry up. There's probably bound to be someone else.
Well, then fine. I'll just join that one. I don't have to be the leader of it.
I think you'll have like a million fans overnight.
Okay. Maybe it'll be just like people who are against cynicism and don't.
You're just optimists.
You don't have to tell them.
I'm not picky. I'm not picky. Join the army.
Nick, how do you feel about Cynic?
Pretty good. They're a big fan, right? Big enough.
You're their number one fan.
Number one fan.
Yeah. No, I think Rob being off mic is actually a good thing. Let's keep it that.
No.
Yeah. You don't need a mic.
me and Paul Mastodal, we have a thing.
Paul Mastodal, the vocalist of Cynic. What kind of thing do you guys have?
It's in court right now. you ever read up on his Wikipedia pages. He's an interesting guy. He's an interesting guy. He was. He tried to run for office, and then he got like arrested for scamming people. And you know, cool stuff.
Scamming how?
I read it a while ago, so I'm not really sure.
Like scamming people out of their money, or just pulling pranks?
No money. Like federal indictments.
He's a
yeah.
Raul Masvidal. Uh-huh. Is a Cuban American banker and developer.
What?
I'm a developer. I don't think web developer though. He completed the. He went to Harvard. Harvard. He was arrested and charged with a felony by the state attorney of Florida in connection with a misuse of funds investigation, which alleges Masvidal appropriated. Alleges Masvidal appropriated for his private use hundreds of thousands of dollars intended for public housing. That wasn't a good sentence.
Wait, this is the singer? Who is this?
This is the singer's father.
Oh.
The father of the
Wait,
singer.
Wait, so his father's in politics? So
yeah.
The singer of Cynic is like a...
In 1961, his dad participated in the CIA-sponsored Bay of Pigs invasion.
God.
This is all
as an intelligence officer with the Brigade 2506.
That makes me like Cynic even less.
This is all.
Why? Because he's a patriot. His dad is a patriot.
His dad's a fucking swine.
Clearly. This is all going to be in. This is all going to be in Sid's upcoming YouTube documentary exposing Cynic.
CynicTruth.com.
He's like
dad
a proper
asshole
in Florida. That's all. You know, he uses the anti-Castro zealot for his own financial.
Yeah. What was that?
He's like every other
Republican. That was Paul Vidal, Masvidal's father.
But I like Cynic Dave. Paul's pretty cool, right? He seems pretty thin. Yeah. Rob, does he seem like he's like some Christian, like he's found Jesus? Like he's really laid back. Like he's
well, I don't think he's religious. I think he's just very spiritual. Like he does like meditation. Smokes a lot of weed. Smokes a lot of weed and does other drugs. I think that's what it is.
I smoke a lot of weed.
He does, you know, other things. For
yeah. Well, he joked about it in our interview.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying he could have meant like, you know, Jesus is a drug, you know. Yeah.
Oh. The opiate of the masses.
No, that's dying fetus.
Great band.
Singer of Cynic should have been a dying fetus. I said it. I said.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Put it on a message board.
Terrible.
Nothing really happened.
That needs to be a soundbite. Nick just going, it's terrible.
We'll work that out.
Put it after every sentence we all say. Because
how about we just kick Nick and he just says that?
No.
How about we get rid of Nick and bring in Lord Worm?
No.
Make a Lord Worm.
No, maybe Lord Worm and call him later. But
Nick's voice is Lord Worm's voice.
Yeah.
It's just the get-up that makes him Lord Worm.
Well, we could say he's wearing it right now.
Okay. Wow, Nick, how'd you get into that Lord Worm costume?
It was really easy. We had stylists, though, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're your own stylist.
Have you hung out with Devin Townsend lately, Lord Worm?
Yeah. We actually collaborated on a puppet show. Exclusive puppetry.
In Canada.
Yeah, he's Canadian. He gets
you laugh, but Devin Townsend actually did.
I don't even know who that is, but it's...
Strapping in a Lab?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He told me he was going to, but...
Oh, maybe that's what I'm...
You know that Devin Townsend studied with Steve Vai? I didn't know that.
I wouldn't know that from listening to Strapping in a Lab.
Oh!
Sorry.
You know what that means?
I'm just kidding.
I think he was also on Sex and Religion or whatever.
Huh?
That album is. Steve Vai... None of you listen to, you know, like, guitars?
No.
We actually...
I don't like to listen to any music that has guitars in it. You know?
Oh, okay.
No, it's a shredophile. I'm going to coin that term.
A shredophile?
What's a shredophile, Nick?
You know, like a...
Guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah.
What's this?
Yeah, covering Michael Jackson. We posted this on the site earlier.
This is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really good. Well, I mean,
I'm trying to follow an Eddie Van Halen footstep.
But I thought the other guy fucked it up there. He's on stage with some other dude.
He's on stage with Andy Timmons of Danger Danger.
Oh my god.
Exactly. I didn't even know
Are
that.
Are they getting naughty naughty?
I didn't know that, but it makes sense.
But I like how he soloed the vocal part. like this part. Very creative.
Well, Eddie Van Halen did play on the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now Five was the guitarist for David Lee Roth after David Lee Roth left Van Halen. Once again, riding the coattails of Eddie Van Halen.
I heard Steve Vai is fucking Valerie Bertinelli.
Probably.
Later this week.
Probably is. He's going to have back surgery next year.
Next month he's going to have lung cancer, but he's not going to quit smoking cigarettes.
We should all be so lucky that Steve Vai would get
cancer. Oh.
Sid,
why would you say that?
I've had twice I'm allowed to wish it on other
people. Sid, you're a hate card on right now.
Come on, who's going to defend Steve Vai for God's sake? The man's dead.
Somebody call in and defend Steve Vai.
Steve Vai,
646-929-1357.
If you and Alex Skolnick are huddled up in a corner somewhere right now listening to this,
take a break from begging for change and call in.
Give us a call. Borrow a quarter from somebody.
Sid has something against guitar virtuosos. That seems to be the thing.
The douchey one.
The douchey one or the non-douchey guitar virtuosos?
Alex Skolnick
ones that aren't on TV.
Why not? What band was he in?
Testament.
There you go, douche. Come on. You answer your own question. I didn't ever say anything.
Listen, jazz band.
Double douche.
Testament was very cool before they released an album. Were...
Yeah. Alex Colby Trio was the place for me before, and I laughed.
You know, Sid, I hope that one day when you're into Alex Colby, he shoves his guitar in your ass.
Why would he have the guitar at the ready and moved up? And wait,
no lube. You don't get lube.
So if I ran into him, though, he'd probably be like the subway conductor, though. I mean, he'd have his guitar with him while he's...
You know, one time I was coming out of Atlantic Avenue, and I saw Alex Skolnick holding an amp crossing the street going to Guitar World.
Really?
Yeah.
Alex Skolnick shot the Guitar World?
Correction. Alex Skolnick sells his used amp to Guitar World because people told him they don't like hearing his playing when it's amplified. They prefer it silent.
I thought he was on a break and they had him loading some amps from the truck.
No, Marshall? He's on the side when he's not on the road? That's terrible.
Follow Alex Skolnick on Craigslist as he sells all of his possessions.
Noah is seething right now. We should see if...
But I'm like scratching my skull.
In my entire life, I've heard half a Testament song, but it's just funny to goof on. He's got a funny name, so I'm going to laugh at.
It's just funny because she gets so mad. That's the only reason why.
You're not even into metal. That's why.
What's that?
Some metal.
Some metal? Yeah, like what?
Some 41. Metal.
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
I like Slayer.
Oh. The Pixies.
I'm not an underground metal fan.
He likes the Cranberries.
Say the punk rock.
I like the Cranberries. What's wrong with the Cranberries?
I don't like the Cranberries.
Shame on you.
What's wrong with the Cranberries? Like, they have, like, you know, like three measures of music.
Oh.
What does that even mean?
It's not technical enough.
Yeah, this isn't. We're not in school right now. Why does everything have to be technical?
Because I like
smile
to get technical.
Have a good time.
They don't tune down to D.
No.
No arpeggios. We
fun. All right, we're getting the
music, all right? We don't want to do that on the live cast.
We just don't agree on any
music. Metal in this
room.
Contrarian. I'm just going to goof on anything you guys like because that's my place here.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we talk about?
What do we talk about?
Did you guys watch my interview that I did?
Yeah. I was going to bring that up, too, but I didn't want to get yelled at.
Why?
She was smitten. So.
I was told.
Your pussy was so wet.
I said it.
That's, like, it's gross when you say it.
I know. That's why I said your pussy was so wet.
Oh, you don't like it, your pussy in his mouth? Coming out of his mouth?
I don't like it when Rob talks like that to me.
Talking like that to our audience.
Keep,
you don't have to
keep her pussy out of your mouth. Please.
I'm sorry.
During the show, at least.
Say it.
What? Say what?
That her pussy was so wet.
Your pussy was so wet.
Oh, that's hot.
Wait, stop the show. I need a break. Hold on.
Darren, is that...
make it now. Thank you.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, America ranks 37th among industrialized nations in providing health care for its citizens. USA. USA. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast 4th of July extravaganza. Not bones for your fuck.
And thank you, Blandy.
That was Blandy, announcer guy with a patriotic. Mm-hmm. I can't talk today.
Well, let's just address what happened really fast because the
for the first time ever,
our computers froze.
Yeah.
So the first part of the live cast is going to sound shittier than it sounds right now.
But I mean, it's just us talking, really, for the most part. So
yeah, nothing's very exciting happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're apologizing to the podcast listeners now. To the live people, I mean, you know, you just have like 10 minutes of dead air.
Yeah.
But it's cool now. It's cool. Give us a call, 646-929-1357. We have a caller. Let's hear this.
804.
You're on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Ed from Generation ADD.
Oh, what's up?
Generation SDD, you mean.
Hi, you're funny. Hey, what's up? I have no idea what's going on.
What are you yelling at Rob for? You're the one that put the at symbol in your name.
No. All right, sorry. I haven't been listening. I just called in.
Oh, well.
So what's today's episode all about?
It's all about you right now, my brother.
We were actually going to have a Generation SCD listening block.
Yeah, but you
we had that ready, so you ruined it.
We couldn't find it in a search. That was the problem.
Yeah your stuff is illegally. Again, with the SEO optimized band name, but we're going to be playing Sexual Jeopardy in a little bit.
Oh, kick ass!
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Sexual Jeopardy?
I am. I actually listened that one time when you guys played it.
By the way, both of two of our three game shows are up on YouTube now. Channel.
They should also be up on youporn.com.
You should, right?
I'll get on that.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, we should actually get to some of that.
Do we have to?
I think we do.
Such a racist.
Thanks for calling. Hey, keep listening. Miss Divitelli is going to be on in a few seconds. You don't want to miss that. So, let's get to this.
Let me get this straight. What'd she do? She recorded a bunch of vignettes?
Well, like I said before, Ms. Divitelli is very displeased with the education system, no offense, Jay, in this country, and she feels people don't know their American history. So she demanded time on the show to talk about American history, and that's what we're going to get to right now.
And she's very offensive.
Whoa. Important moments in American history with me, Mrs. Divitelli. 1800, the women's suffrage movement and board housewives get together to get women's voting rights. What do you do? And look what happened. Now women have the right to vote, and what do we get? Friggin' Obama! This goddamn Muslim son of a bitch! He wasn't even born in America! It's all the friggin' women's fault! You should have just stayed in the kitchen and produced babies like you're supposed to! The only friggin' smart woman is me! And Oprah.
Oh my God.
Wow. I can't believe we let her do this. That was so inaccurate.
Well, she's your landlady.
She threatened to kick me out of my apartment. I didn't want to.
Just
everything
she says, I'm completely offended by.
People don't listen to her. I mean, it's just you know, she's not right.
I don't know. I sort of agreed with that one.
Caller has to say about Mr.
Caller, you're on the air.
Up. Hello.
Hello?
How many people are there?
Two.
Two?
Party line.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your names?
Nate and Luke.
Which one's Nate? Which one's Luke?
I am Luke.
I am Nate.
First time calling up?
Yeah, we're from Montana.
Wow.
Damn. Oh, nice. We don't even have to ask you where you're from. Are you guys experienced radio show callers?
I've listened to a lot of them. Never live. I always listen to them like after they came out. But I saw that it was going on right now, so I decided to call.
What is your opinion of the live cast?
It's friggin' funny and great.
How old are you?
I am 20.
All right, our first non-14-year-old. Too old for Noah.
Grandpa.
What's going on in Montana? Is it like all like, you know?
It's
here, I just asked Rob a question.
Damn it! I'm out of material, man. So yeah, what's the weed like in Montana?
Pretty good.
That's pretty, kind of you guys smoke?
How would they know if they never left Montana if it's any good?
Smoke, but most of my friends do.
Oh, okay.
But have you been out of Montana?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I go to Spokane a lot for metal shows, and I've been to Seattle, and I've been
everywhere.
Seattle. Do you hang out with Nevermore in Seattle?
Yes, everyone hangs out with Nevermore.
Right.
I have never seen them live or met them.
Like, I feel sorry for you.
I went to Washington. Did you meet Obama?
I guess not everyone is cool enough to hang out with Nevermore.
Do you raise cattle?
What?
Do you raise cattle?
What?
Get to the mic.
They're not. What is it over
You're
there?
You're talking
like,
to the
country?
Side of the mic.
Do you live in a on a farm?
I have like I have at least 40 horses, and I used to ride them to school.
Are you lying?
You used to ride all 40 horses to school?
Do you have a carriage? At
the same time in a chain of horses.
There's a chariot.
A chariot? Chariot? Whatever.
Like the Marriott.
I'm an immigrant, okay? I don't have to know English.
You guys want to make fun of Noah for being an immigrant here on the eve of independence?
An immigrant.
She's also black.
How do you say it?
I ride him in a wagon train.
This guy's high as hell.
So how do you feel about America? Are you guys big fans? Big fans of America.
America's it's nice.
Right,
it's real
now,
nice. Classy.
It's like real super religious over there where you are.
We're pretty close to a pretty liberal town, and people just smoke weed.
That's cool.
That sounds like a really good town.
So you're like a rebel in this town then,
the
right? Because you're the
town,
one.
That means it's the town with the black person.
No, it's
the liberal Montana.
Mr. Vitelli has been rubbing off on you, Sid.
What? Oh, I'm goofing on Montana, not on black people.
I thought you were making a black joke.
You should
try to keep up. Yeah, we're going a little fast.
I'm in a little bit of a delay.
Do you guys get shows in Montana? Like
metal shows? Yeah, I saw Soilwork, Killswitch, and As Lay Dying once over here.
And Clutch.
And then Clutch. No, I'm going to Summer Slaughter Tour on the 7th, so that's going to be good.
The liberal town in Montana is where they give the witches a fair trial before burning them.
No, they're not quite up to that yet. They're getting there, though. Witch rights.
Do you guys have a lot of Hot Topics in Montana?
Jesus.
We have a Hot Topic amount. One. In Missoula. I don't know. I don't really go very many places
in
Montana.
They're in all malls.
Better leave the state to do stuff.
Yep.
Oh, is that how you have a good time, leaving the state?
Yep.
Where do you guys go?
Spokane.
I don't know, just Spokane. All over the place. Spokane, Coeur d'Alene.
You know how I knew that? Because you asked him already.
Yeah.
What?
That was like the first question.
Yeah.
You're a total pothead.
So, how do you get to school?
I drive my car.
Horses for me.
Aha! See, if you ask him again, he'll give you the honest answer, because he said horses earlier. I win that.
I wanted to give you a good image of Montana. Wagon train. Just feed
well,
the problem.
Well, you succeeded, Darren. You succeeded.
Can I still request something, or is there going to be another music break, or is it over?
Yeah, we'll take another music break. What would you like to request?
My Fears Have Become Phobias by As Blood Runs Black. Maybe.
How about some Slipknot?
No.
Close.
How about that song with Ja Rule?
Yeah, I don't have any As Blood Runs Black in my iTunes library.
How about,
Creed?
How about,
Did you really say Creed?
How about, Shed by Meshuggah?
Meshuggah?
Wait,
Meshuggah.
How did you say it? Meshuggah?
You know what? They're from Montana. The fact that
they don't have Jewish
people
there.
You want him to know a Yiddish word living in Montana?
Yeah.
Come on.
Shed? You want to hear Shed?
That, yeah, I think that's what it's called. Or Rational Gaze.
Are you
calling?
I was going to say, you live in Montana on a farm. You don't see enough sheds?
Yeah. Irrational Gaze. Please.
Irrational Gaze?
What other kind of gays are there?
None in Montana.
Yeah, you gotta be pretty rational.
No, I don't think
I mean, how about we just play Meshuggah and that's it?
We'll play something from
Meshuggah. We'll play Shed.
Okay.
Alright, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, guys.
We'll play that during our next break.
Alright, thanks, guys. Keep it up. Keep up the good...
We have listeners all over the country and all over the world last week.
How come people from Europe don't call
us? Do we have listeners that live in cities?
Luke and Bo.
We got some callers from L.A.
Friday night.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
People in Montana, they sit home and they listen to this channel.
Anybody in Wyoming?
This is the thing to do on Friday night.
Have we had Wyoming yet? Have we covered Wyoming? We should have a map on the live cast page and we check off each state.
We should, you're right.
Get on that.
We need to get a map now. Where does one get a map?
Come on,
Amazon.
Web developer map.
Now.
Do that.
Oh, you want an e-map? I got to do it digitally?
draw a little stick figure map on a fucking napkin. We'll use that. So Noah's tweeting now.
Oh, what are you tweeting?
I opened up my Twitter page.
What were you going to tweet?
I love it when Noah opens her Twitter.
Open your Twitter for us.
Spread your Twitter wide.
You know what would be great now? A little metal injection after dark.
I like to spit right inside your Twitter. Get it all juicy and ready to
go. Sid is on Spitter. I'm following him on there.
And then I shove the business end of this microphone right in your Twitter.
So we can hear it. I hear your journal.
It's like fucking Hal Caverns in there.
If you've already done
it. Twitter.
You're saying her Twitter charges a toll like the Holland Tunnel? Yes. Is that what you're saying?
Very, very pricey toll.
Yes. That toll is called herpes.
Hey!
Oh, wow. You went farther. I was going to say dinner, but...
That's what I meant. I meant dinner. I want some food.
Years and years of passive aggressive.
Little yummy taco. Top China.
Outbreaks when you least expect them.
The price that keeps on giving.
Oh.
I love when the show has like a dead air. It's like, all right, now let's make fun of Noah.
That's when Noah like stares at all of us like she's very disappointed in us.
No, the funny thing about it.
I'm really disappointed because I could see like Sid's
junk
side testicle.